Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Is there a cost to attaining happiness? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, there'll be some things in this podcast that will give you food for thought. Is there a cost to attaining happiness? And when I speak about happiness, I'm referring to an ongoing state of being where your inside person feels at peace, at rest, and senses that the outside life you're leading is in accordance with your inner desires and truth. We all have it within us, but oftentimes happiness and that state of happiness and well-being will elude us when the opposite takes place, namely when we either become socially conformed or even self-conformed to ideas and things and activities and beliefs that run at odds or run contrary to what our inner being knows to be our sense of peace and truth. In considering this thought, I wanted to go back to some times in my own life, and I came up with three different experiences, each one of which I hope will give you a little spark of light that kind of goes into that idea of what did this cost me to get to happy? What did my change cost me in order to get to this place where I felt like I was being more consistent with my inner truth? The first I could remember was when I was in corporate life. I had hit 30 years old. I had just joined a new corporation, was in the process of installing a brand new office here in Florida. It required a lot of work. And frankly, I was exhausted. And on top of it, I had a manager that really I was not in alignment with. And I remember one day coming home, maybe 7:30 at night, and I sat down on one of the chairs in my kitchen in a house that I needed to pay for because it had a big mortgage. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this for the next 30 years so that I could retire with a pension that definitely will not be there after 30 years. And in that moment of where I stood, I'm going to call it discovering self-confinement. My husband and I at that juncture had three homes and three mortgages and probably a car payment. I'm not sure back then. But whatever it was, we were in a place where I could not walk away from that position when I really wanted to. So what I decided at 30 years old was that I was going to place myself in a position where in the future, if I wanted to, I would have the freedom to walk away from those kinds of situations. And what I did was I put myself on this incredible path of paying off every single bill I could so that our overhead went way down. And therefore, if my income was cut in half or gone, I didn't need to be answerable to it. It was my way of setting myself free so that I did not feel like I needed 30 years ahead of me in a corporately confined position that might or might not have suited me. That was one moment. I had another aha moment when I was a young mother. And I was at home for a good portion of the time. We were living at that same house in suburbia, and I was cleaning, I was cooking, I was homeschooling, I was entertaining, I had two dogs, I had loads of people and exchange students coming in and out, and every single day I was cleaning. Most of the time I was cleaning up dog hairs. I used to love what I was doing. I was so content during that era and very grateful. And then I could remember at one point vacuuming, and I'm in the middle of vacuuming in my family room, and suddenly I hear myself grumbling out of what? Unrest. So I thought, oh, this is unusual. I stopped my vacuum cleaner, stepped into my quiet garage for a moment of reflection, and I thought, what's the matter here? Why am I suddenly grumbling? and I realized something. My time period, that phase of life that I had so enjoyed, I was giving a lot to, but it was also giving a lot back to me. It was a time of life that was life-giving, was running its course and coming to its end. And I had to be honest with it. And as it turned out, my husband was at a similar point, and it was preparation for both of us to get ready to walk away from a business we had built, to sell our home and move into something smaller in order to make room for the next chapter in our lives where we would be able to grow and allow our spirits and our souls to, do I want to say, activate into new areas and arenas. Now, did many people look at us like we were crazy? Yes, not a few. Were there other people that no longer hung around us because we weren't writing checks out all the time for, you know, good things that were going on? Yes. But at the same time, letting go or shedding a lot of those things that had run their course in order to make room for something else our souls wanted to do made us happier. The third thing I want to share is another aha moment that was quite fascinating to me, and hopefully you will have a click of it in your own life at some level. I would always consider myself not so much a religious person, but always very spiritually minded. So whenever it came to opportunities to connect more with God, I would go. So I was a regular church goer, but I was also attending a prayer service on Saturday evening, 6:30 to 7:30, which often meant that, you know, I'd have to arrange going out to dinner later or whatever. One night while being in this prayer service, I heard myself kind of getting a little bit perturbed. That's the best word I could use. It was too loud. It was too much going on. And I felt like it was, in my estimation, it was at odds with the way in which I would like to be spiritual. And in my own mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go home so I could really pray in private and in quiet because all this loud stuff is not working for me. In that moment, something else hit me. I realized I was at that prayer meeting for the wrong reasons. And this was my reason. Even though I had never really had anything to do with the pastor, I don't even know if we'd ever talked to each other, I was there at some level because I wanted to stay in the supposed good graces of the pastor. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've just outed myself. I am engaging in something that looks good outwardly, but I'm doing it for all the wrong reasons. And in my case, growing up, I was always looking for an elder, a parent to approve of me. And so here I was as an adult replicating something from my childhood that was long gone and was not serving me. And I remember having to make a decision. I thought, well, you know, it's funny. I have friends at this place. People know me. Are they going to think that I'm less spiritual? That I've maybe fallen off the spiritual wagon because I'm no longer showing up on Saturday nights. And I have to say, I had to make a choice to be true to myself. Now, that had nothing to do with anyone else who was at the prayer meeting. It had everything to do with why I was there and being true to myself and my own reality. So how does this all relate to you? You might be saying, oh, you know, there's some things I want to do, but I'm afraid to lose this. There's some things I want to do or things I want to be or express, but maybe people will look at me a little bit differently. Maybe I'll have to give up some of the supposed good things that it looks like I have. Maybe it means you have to make some adjustments in order to move from where you are to where you want to be. But here's a thought that I have for you when it comes to the cost of happiness. When you are following after that inner sense of truth, what your soul is speaking to you, that sense of peace, that sense of well-being from within, ask yourself some of these questions, and I would call it even the litmus test. As you are stepping forward or dropping things or withdrawing your support or attention or alignment with things that are not true to the inner self, ask yourself this. Is what I'm doing or choosing or moving in leaving me with more love in my heart? If we are truly getting rid of things that are not ours to begin with, that really don't honestly define our inner self, then what we're doing is uncloaking a lot of the fears and worldly things we've attached ourselves to so that our inner heart, our soul, our peace, our grace extends and expands. Use that as a litmus test. It doesn't mean that along the way you may feel awkward, vulnerable, exposed, sometimes even strange because you're stepping out in new territory. But if the end result is bringing you more love, a greater sense of freedom, a reason to smile, not only within, but also to smile at those in the world around you, you are on a path to living happy from the inside out, and you're paying a price for your own peace. Well, that's been my thought for you today. But before we go, hang on, because there's someone else who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hi, my name is Margaret. I'm from Waterford, Connecticut. I currently go to UMass Amherst. And what makes me happy is being with my friends and my family and having home-cooked meals and being at school and learning new things. And that's what makes me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.